Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 344 for Monday, April 11th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished narrowly mixed on Monday as gains in Chicago soybeans were offset by action in the Canadian dollar. Canola was anywhere from 50 cents below unchanged to 70 cents above, with the May contract checking in at $479.60 a ton. That's down 50 cents. The July contract was down 20 cents. It came in at $485.30 a ton. Values were consolidating at the upper end of their recently established range, but the front-month contract was unable to break above technical resistance, which has been pegged at $480 per ton. The Canadian dollar was over half a cent higher than its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less desirable to foreign buyers. The global soybean supply is also becoming quite large, and vegetable oil was weaker on the day, which undermined the market. However, Chicago soybeans and crude oil were both stronger, and that limited the losses. Concerns over dry sections of Western Canada were also supportive. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 5 to 6 cents lower as traders bought back some positions. The May contract was at $3.56 a bushel. The market felt pressure from speculation that the USDA will raise its estimate for stockpiles of corn in the U.S. Exports continue to be a tough sell for U.S. companies due to the strength of the U.S. dollar. Recent dry weather has also enabled farmers in the Mississippi Delta to get some corn planted, which was bearish. Soybeans are up 10 to 11 cents with the May contract at $9.28 a bushel. There are expectations the USDA will slash its estimate for soybean supplies this season. Excessive dry weather in South America was also bullish for values. Both the oil and meal are drawing steady demand. On the other side, large stocks of soybeans around the world limited the gains. Wheat was 13 to 14 cents weaker with the May contract at $4.46 a bushel. Weather forecasts calling for rain in the U.S. southern plains were bearish for the market. The rain could stretch across almost the entire hard red winter wheat belt. The Mississippi River has been reopened to all traffic too after a couple of barges sank last week. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets. Be sure to listen in at 12:40 for the closing prices. In Winnipeg, I'm Dave Sims.